Radio.
Yes, hello. You're listening to 2 hours with Damson here on Lionheart Radio 107.3 FM. And I'm joined in the studio by Bill McDonald. Hang on, I'll just put your microphone up right there. Hello, can you hear me?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
That's
can
right.
you hear him, Anik? Let us know. Do send us a text message. Yes, I'm here with Bill McDonald. Oh. Don't worry, it happens all the time.
I've committed a crime. My phone's ringing.
No, it's fine. It's fine. Yvonne's phone always makes like little noises when she's in here, so that's totally fine. It's all just part of being on the radio. It's very exciting.
It's switched off now, so I've got it right.
Right, that's good.
Okay.
So I am joined with Bill McDonald. He is a debt coach for CAP UK, which is Christians Against Poverty UK. And you said that you're based in Bradford. Have you come all the way from Bradford today?
No, I've come all the way from Embleton.
Oh, okay. So not as far, but you know.
Not as far, but and a much nicer ride as well.
Yes. Did you have a nice journey?
I did. Thank you very
much.
Was
it pleasant?
Oh, yes.
Good,
yes,
good. That's good. That's the most important. So first of all, for people out there who don't know, who or what is CAP?
CAP is a free debt counselling charity,
mm-hmm.
and it's a home-based service.
Right.
So it's an organisation that's got its headquarters in Bradford. It's a converted mill there, and there's about 180 staff of various professions. So they provide all the expertise, but the organisation works through local centres, and the centres are based on churches.
Mm-hmm.
In Anik, it's based on the Baptist Church. And so from there, it's local people working within their own communities, but with the professional backup of the services which are based in Bradford.
Mm-hmm. So how exactly does the whole scheme work?
Well, as far as an individual's concerned, they would ring a number,
mm-hmm.
and it's a free phone number, which calls directly to Bradford. And from there, they would be given an appointment with the nearest centre. So
mm-hmm.
anybody living in Anik and district, really stretching down to Amble and up to Bamborough, I would receive a confirmation of an appointment with those people.
Mm-hmm.
So they make the one telephone call, and then I identify that there is a client. I would get in touch with that client to let mm-hmm. them know that I'm aware that an appointment has been booked, and just to confirm arrangements, and then I would go around to see them at their home.
Mm-hmm. So say if someone phoned you, I phoned the organisation CAP UK, and they said, right, I'm in £10,000 worth of debt. And so what is the process that you go through in order to clear that debt? Like what's each stage?
Right. Well, what we need to do is to set up a workable budget for individuals.
Mm-hmm.
So essentially, there are three, if you like, formal visits that I would make,
mm-hmm.
although we are very flexible, and sometimes circumstances are such that there are more than the three visits. But
yeah.
if you like, the template would be three visits. Now, on the first visit, we would spend time looking at a person's financial situation, and we would put together what we call a financial statement, which
mm-hmm.
is looking at what is coming into the household, what they need to live on, what they're expending on at the moment on living expenses, and then we would see what the debts were, what the commitments that they had with creditors and so on, and I would take that information away
mm-hmm.
because I'm not actually doing the calculations or offering the advice. I'm the kind of go-between.
Mm-hmm.
That information is then sent to Bradford, and 1 week later
mm-hmm.
I would come back and make a second visit. And on that second visit, we would have looked at a person's situation and put together a budget which is relevant for that person.
Mm-hmm.
So the first thing is to ensure that they have enough to live on. So we look at the expenses that they incur on a regular basis, vis-a-vis their income, and then we would be able to determine what money is left to begin to pay off their bills,
mm-hmm.
pay off their creditors. So that would be discussed in great detail, line by line, with the individual.
Yeah.
Obviously, there would be some changes, as we discussed. It may be that not all the paperwork was available on the first visit. We would gather it on the second.
Mm-hmm.
And so after that discussion, I would then go away
mm-hmm.
and come back 2 weeks later.
Mm-hmm.
And this, hopefully, would be my kind of final formal visit with them. And we come back and we have the budget and the way ahead for those individuals as we see it. And when that's agreed,
mm-hmm.
We will then take on the negotiations with the creditors. So we would agree the repayment terms with the creditors, and we take on that responsibility. In fact, what we do at that point, we say to people, please now don't contact your creditors,
mm-hmm.
either by telephone or by writing. We take all that away, all that responsibility and weight away from individuals, because we are then their agents and they are our clients, and mm-hmm. we speak directly to the creditors and make all necessary arrangements so that we stabilise their finances mm-hmm. and they can then begin, with what disposable income they have, to begin to pay off their debts.
So you don't exactly just pay people's debts off and then they repay you.
No.
You get them to do it themselves.
That's right. People managing their own budget
yeah.
so that they can pay off their debts. But of course, you might be at a situation where people don't have sufficient money over a period of time
yeah.
to be able to pay off their debts. And we work on a period of 5 years, which is accepted by the courts and accepted by the finance institutes, that if a person is unable with their disposable income to pay off their debts in a period of 5 years, mm-hmm. then we would look with the client at other solutions if that's what they wanted. So now we're beginning to look at the routes to insolvency.
Mm-hmm.
And we would work with individuals to take them through insolvency, if that is appropriate, filling in all the paperwork, making the representations to the courts, mm-hmm. accompanying them to the courts, whatever might be necessary. We will stick with them for the whole of that period to bring them through out the other end so that they are debt-free. And that's part of the in-depth service that we provide.
So does it cost people anything to go with you, to be a client with you?
No, it's a charity, and as far as the client is concerned, it's free.
So what differentiates you from other charities like this? Is it because you give, because you're a Christians Against Poverty, do you think, is it, do you give sort of, obviously, support through religion?
No, we don't. We are overtly a Christian organisation, mm-hmm. and if people wish to pray with us, then we're very pleased to offer that service and to do that with them.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not something that we press on people.
Mm-hmm.
It's just there as an option. But you know, why are we different? Well, I think we're different in a number of ways. First of all, it's a home-based service,
yeah.
Which means that people don't have to think about coming out of the house, particularly if you're elderly, infirm, you're looking after children and so on. We come and we visit you. So we're on your own territory.
Yeah, and it's less intimidating that way, I think, when you go into banks, or it can be quite sort of daunting for a lot of people, really.
Well, it is, and lots of people are very kind of welcoming and offer me a cup of tea, and we'll sit down and we'll have a cup of tea and we'll chat about their circumstances.
Yeah.
So it's extremely informal. It's mm-hmm. not as if one's going to, you know, a kind of formal interview in an office. It's
mm-hmm.
not. It's your own territory, and that's where we are, and that's where we like to be.
Mm-hmm.
But also it's helpful because, of course, people need bits and pieces of paper to support what they're saying. The financial statements that we put together, which we offer to creditors
mm-hmm.
When we begin to negotiate terms of repayment, have to be able to be substantiated should they challenge it legally.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, we do need the relevant pieces of paper. And not everybody takes the necessary pieces of paper to the office with them, wherever
yeah.
an appointment has been made. You know, we've had people who've had to kind of look through drawers where they've had documentation which has just been piled in drawers. We have had clients who've been pushing things to one side, unable for a variety of reasons to face the issues and the problems, and they've just stacked everything in carrier bags, quite literally, and so
yeah.
we have time to go through the carrier bags and sort out what's relevant and throw away what's not. So there's no time limit to our appointment. I think the longest time I've been on the first appointment has been 5 hours with somebody,
wow.
just sorting out their paperwork, gathering together the information that we need to begin to work on a budget with them.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one thing. It's a home-based service. We mentioned that it's free. Also, we do provide support. Whenever I visit someone, myself as the debt coach, someone else comes along with me, and there are a group of volunteers
mm-hmm.
to just be there as a friend should people need it.
Mm-hmm.
And that does vary. There are those people who are quite happy. Once we've set everything up, they're quite happy and capable to run with it. There are others who perhaps are living in isolation, who are lonely, who don't have family to fall back on, who welcome somebody to be alongside them.
Yeah.
And in that respect, we can provide a supporter, a befriender
mm-hmm.
for our clients. The other thing is that we stay with them until they're debt-free. So it's not just a matter of, as a lot of agencies do, and I'm not decrying this because they offer excellent services, but they set up a person's budget
mm-hmm.
and then the person is left to run with it. And when there are difficulties, when there are changes of circumstances and so on, there's not necessarily someone there who's monitoring that, who is there to help them. But we stay with a client until they are debt-free. So we make a commitment that we stay with you for up to 5 years,
mm-hmm.
if that's what it takes
yeah.
in order to bring you to debt-free. We also, if one has to go to insolvency, bankruptcy, these other routes of becoming debt-free, as I've said, we will sit with you, we will fill in all the paperwork, we will do all the legal work that's required, we will come with you to court, we will sit, walk you, talk you, take you through the whole of the process until you become debt-free. So we make a long-term commitment to our clients, which most organisations are not able to do.
So, do you have to be a Christian to receive debt counselling from you, or would you take on people, clients from other faiths? Well, that's one thing I was quite intrigued about as well.
Well, the headquarters is in Bradford, and you might understand, I mean, in Bradford, there's a large Islamic community in Bradford, and there are many Islamic clients.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. The fact that we're a Christian organisation really indicates the fact that we're motivated by our faith. It's the Christian ethos that drives us to carry out the work that we're doing. So that is what it indicates in the kind of title of the organisation. But the statistics that we have, and of course as an organisation we gather statistics on our clients so we can respond to questions like this, over 80% of our clients are non-Christians or people of other faiths.
Okay. That's pretty impressive. So as a charity, do you accept donations from the public?
Well, how are we funded? People ask that because we have a budget. Actually, there's something like 195 centres around the country.
Okay.
And the aim is to open 500 so that every town of any size will be able to have this service. So how are we funding this? And, you know, it's costing millions of pounds a year.
Mm-hmm.
It comes from three sources, really. Individuals who want to make a monthly donation. And from my last understanding, there was something like 15,000 people who support the charity with monthly donations, so those are regular donations. As I mentioned, the organisation works through local churches, and churches supply about one-third of the income.
Mm-hmm.
And those donations I mentioned are about a third. So the final third comes from things like sponsorship, trust funds, one-off donations from individuals, and so on. So that, in general terms, is broadly how we are funded as an organisation.
Can you tell me a little bit more about the money course? Because I was looking on the website and I read through and I saw all the testimonies of different people, and it was going on about life changes and money course, and I was quite intrigued about all that.
Okay, first of all, let's deal with life changes.
Mm-hmm.
I just mentioned that there are something like 15,000 people who are giving on a regular basis.
Yeah.
And the title that is given to those people who contribute this money monthly is Life Changers. And it's quite simply because the money that they give helps to change people's lives.
Mm-hmm.
If you're in debt, if you've got tremendous amount of pressure on you from creditors who are ringing you every day, who are sending you red letters, if your health is suffering as a result of this and your personal relationships are suffering from all this, then if you're donating to help those people to be helped, then we consider the fact that you are changing people's lives. Therefore, Life Changers is the title that is given to those who have made that decision to support the charity on a monthly basis, on a regular basis.
Mm-hmm.
So that's your Life Changers. The other one you had was the money course.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm so pleased you mentioned that, because we shall be running a money course in May.
Okay.
So we'll advertise that again. But if anyone would like to come along, we'd be very pleased to see you. And what that is really is for people who are not necessarily in financial difficulties.
Mm-hmm.
It may be, you know, there are some difficulties in managing their day-to-day finances, but would like help in learning how to properly budget, how to manage your money so that you don't get into difficulties.
Mm-hmm.
So in a way, it's a preemptive course. So if you would like to learn more about how to manage your weekly and monthly budget, how to put money to one side to save and still be able to buy the other things that you need, then attendance at the money course is one way of doing this. It's essentially learning how to manage my money course.
Yeah, and is this something you encourage your clients to do, to sort of re-educate them into how to, you know, basically not get into debt again?
Yeah, I mean, it's something that we encourage clients to do towards the end of their time with us, because they're working with us in one particular way as we're working to clear the debts.
Yeah.
But of course, the time comes when people have to go solo again, and we hope that by working with us, they have, over that period of time, learned to properly about budgeting, but this can be very affirmative for people. So we do offer it to people as they come to the end of their time with us, as they're becoming debt-free. We would say, what about a money management course which will help you now to carry on and not get back into the situation where you were?
So does this have a good success rate?
Yes, and there are many more centres running this course than there are churches who have got centres like ourselves. There's over 1,000 churches which are involved in offering this course in their communities. I couldn't give you a kind of percentage on how many people are successfully doing this, because people do the course, there's no exam, there's no marking, there's no monitoring, and then people take that knowledge away and it's hoped that they will apply it within their own households.
Okay, so can you tell us, what is the CAP account?
What is the CAP account? Now, an essential part of the way that we work is that we ask a person, when they're budgeting with us, is to make one payment into what we call a CAP account. And this is an account which we run and manage on the client's behalf. And then from that CAP account, the money that, they've placed in that account then cascades out and is fed into the creditors. So whatever arrangements we've made with creditors, we will negotiate directly with the creditors. We will make the payment. So let us say a person has got, and it's not unusual, 5 or 6 creditors, catalogue companies, credit cards, maybe they've got arrears to pay on their rents, arrears with fines, whatever it might be. They make one payment, which we've calculated with them in their budget to us. Then we, from that one account, pay out to all the people to whom they owe money. So that is the way that it functions, through that account which they open with us.
Okay, and can people get involved with you? Do you accept volunteers? And what kind of jobs do they do, if you do have volunteers?
Do we have we only have volunteers from within our Christian community helping us with this service at the moment.
And also, can you tell us a bit about Nevertheless? Is a book that's promoted on your website. I was quite intrigued. I didn't have enough time to actually buy it and get it.
Oh, well, I could have brought you a free copy, because anybody who wants a copy, I do have some free copies. Nevertheless is written by the guy who started this charity.
Who is John Kirkby.
John Kirkby, that's right. A guy called John Kirkby, and I was just telling you a little earlier, wasn't I, about the kind of inspirational character that he is. But if I have a minute, I'll come back to that afterwards.
Yeah, go for it.
So, Nevertheless, it really is his life story of how he came to set up this charity and the challenges that he had in order to make this charity professional and effective as it is now. So he deals with his own life, and he was in the finance industry. And then he's the first to say that he made quite a number of wrong decisions. And he ended up losing his job, he lost all his money, he lost his house, his family broke up. And he ended up living in one bedroom of a friend's house on benefits. And that's the place he was from being quite a wealthy, supposedly successful person. So he was brought down very low. He worked through that situation, and it was during that time, during that journey, that he became a Christian, and he re-established himself once again in the financial industry. But he felt that he was being called to give that up and to set up a charity to help others who were struggling or would be struggling in similar circumstances as himself. So he gave up his work, he started the charity in a spare room in his house. He had a donation from a friend of £10, and that set him off. And from there, there's been lots of challenges and struggles to build that up from £10 now to a charity with 195 centres.
Which is also worldwide, might I add.
It is worldwide now.
You have it in Australia, you have CAP Australia, CAP New Zealand, and also CAP Norway.
CAP Norway and CAP Canada is scheduled not for this year, but for next year. The preparatory work is already being done to open CAP as a charity in Canada next year. So it's now a multi-million international charity, which was started by this chap 15 years ago, because he felt this God-given conviction that he was to go out there and help other people. And I was just telling you before we came on air, was I not, that it was 15 years yesterday when the charity, last year, when the charity was started. So he decided that he would kind of celebrate this. and he determined that he would run 15 marathons back to back over 15 days in three different countries. So he ran five marathons in this country, one of which was in Newcastle. He then jumped on an aeroplane and flew to Australia, stepped off the aeroplane and ran five marathons back to back in Australia. When if I'd flown to Australia, I'd want at least a week to recover from the flight, but he didn't. Straight into marathons. He then jumped on an aeroplane and went to New Zealand, and he ran five marathons in New Zealand. Being sponsored, of course, for each of these marathons, as a result of which he raised £1.5 million.
That's brilliant.
For the charity. And he received a personal letter of congratulations from the Prime Minister for his efforts.
Excellent.
With the, what is this, new society? I forget the phrase now, that the Prime Minister has been coining lately.
Yeah. Yes. Oh, that's fantastic. And it's obviously a very good organisation because you've got here, you've given me this piece of paper with the awards. 2006 winner for Centre of Social Justice for organisations making exceptional contributions in meeting the needs of Britain's most vulnerable people and effectively tackling poverty at grassroots level. 2007 winner, Charity Times Award, recognises leadership and professionalism. 2008 and 2009 Sunday Times Best Small Company to work for. 2011 Sunday Times Award winner. And it just goes on. There's just so much. So it is obviously a very, very good organisation. If you are interested in taking a peek and finding out how you can get some debt counselling, or if you're just interested in the organisation in general, you can go to cap.org. That's it. No, capuk.org. That's the right website.
That's it. Thank you. Yes.
Yes. Do you have any other bits of information that people can get?
I have a telephone number.
Yes. Go for it.
Right. Grab your pens and pencils. It's a free telephone number. And if you ring the number, they will chat with you initially. And as I said, they would then put you in contact with the nearest centre, which Anniken District would be us here. So it would be me who would come along to chat with you. So if you're poised with your pen, it's 0800 328 0006. I think I'm allowed to say that again.
Yes.
0800 328 0006. And do have the courage to make that call before it gets too desperate, and we can come along and help. And we do have a saying, which is perfectly true: there is no situation which is so bad that we can't work with you to find the solution. Every problem has its solution.
Well, thank you very much, Bill McDonnell, for coming from CAP UK, the UK's leading Christian debt counselling charity. It's been very interesting talking to you today. Give yourself a little round of applause.
Thank you very much for the invitation.
Yes,
it's been my pleasure. Thank you.
You're welcome back anytime.
Thank you.